I moved on. You moved on. We've gone down different paths for so long. We made choices.
You have no reason to be mad at me. I mean, you know, you broke my heart. I should be royally ticked off at you. You know, I should be really cheesed off. I shouldn't want to talk to you anymore.
What the fuck are you talking about? I have been nothing but supportive. I've given you advice.
Advice I never fucking asked for.
What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to act?
I think you got used to being locked up and invisible and alone. Now you're out in the world.
Okay.
And you're seeing yourself for the first time, and that's freaking you out. But you know what? It's fucking me up too, okay? I feel like I'm seeing myself too. That's how this works.
How what works?
This. Whatever this is.
You're delusional. I mean, you're insane. Why would you even want this? Yes, I loved you, and then all we did was resent each other and try to control each other.
Well, at least I'm here, Captain. I'm the one who's trying to hold this family together. Where are you?
Dad, did you love me or not? Daddy, I gotta know. Come on, lie to me and tell me you did. Let me feel like the piece of shit I am. Did you love me or not? Answer me!
I have literally nothing going on. I have no friends. Does anybody want to hang out?
The worst day was the time my doctor told my mom and dad what Aunt Helen did to me.
Come on, man!
That's not true!
Aunt should have been the one that was killed! You! Not mom! You!
Why did you... What you did was not nice! It's not nice to do that!
My daughter was dying. I needed money. I was scared. My daughter was dying. I needed money. My daughter was dying. I needed money. I was scared.
It's so true, Daddy.
I told your uncle all I wanted was the car.
What is it?
I need your car.
And he said to me, why don't you just put down the gun and go home? I realize now he was just trying to help me. I did a terrible thing to you. I spent a lot of nights wishing I could take it back. I'm not asking you to forgive me. I just want you to understand.
I forgive you.
She told me that with great power comes great responsibility. Wait, what? How do you know that?
Uncle Ben said it.
The day he died. Maybe she didn't die for nothing, Peter.
I believe there's a hero in all of us that keeps us honest, gives us strength, makes us noble.
You gotta make enemies. People will get hurt.
The hardest thing about this job is you can't always save everybody.
We'll never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility.
Be good, Spider-Man.
Where am I? I'm Spider-Man.
Something's changed. You're different. I smell death on you.
Why didn't the gas affect you?
You are scared.
I'm sure that you're scared of what will happen when I tear that mask from your face.
Are you scared, Batman? You should be. You're only a man.
What are you really scared of? Failing to save this cesspool of a city? Not finding the commissioner in time?
The big bad Batman, scared of his own reflection.
What the hell are you, Batman?
He's out there, in the shadows!
Remember, get a few shots in and he bleeds like anybody else.
Shoot him again, see him!
Party.
Batman? Is that you?
Batman's not coming to save you, Jason.
Who called?
It's been 6 months now, Jason. I think it's time to face facts.
Who's you?
That's the spirit. You're a real chip off the old bat block. Not that it'll do you any good.
Why won't you just kill me?
What? No. I'm not going to kill you. Not yet, anyway. You're my sidekick now. It's Batman. He's abandoned you. Thrown you away like an unwanted puppy. Can I have him, Daddy? Oh, please. I'll take real good care of him. Anything to make you happy, Princess. Just make sure people know he's yours. We don't want him to end up back here, do we?
No, we don't, Daddy. I want to keep him forever.
No, please. Please, no.
Well, I won't take much of your time.
Parker, now I remember you. You're Connor's student. Tells me you're brilliant. He also tells me you're lazy. I'm
trying to do better.
Well, being brilliant's not enough, young man. You have to work hard.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
Hey, don't push me.
Don't act like you're my friend. You stole MJ from me. You stole my father's love. And you let him die because you didn't turn in the freak. Isn't that right?
I don't want to see it.
What are you talking about?
I know one thing, and this is a true statement that I've said several times. A lot of us don't know of a whole other world that exists. It's on the other side of suffering. Once you break these barriers that you have made for yourself, like the mind is the most powerful thing in the world. In the world. It is so amazing that I used to be a 300-pound guy, and I thought that was it. Could barely read, could do anything, and now, that what was inside that person was this guy that's in front of you today. That's how scary the mind is. And that's what I started realizing through this journey, is that once I got a taste of, wow, man, I haven't even begun to crack what the mind is capable of. And what I started realizing is on the other end of suffering, that's the real growth of life. Because you realize how the mind processes shit. And I talk about another thing called theory and practice. A lot of people are theorists. These smart guys that read these fucking books and shit, man, and they sit down and they tell you what the mind is supposed to do. And a lot of us listen to that shit. It becomes like, this is it, man. This old man who has been studying the mind forever, this is the cap that we have. By being a practitioner, I went out and realized a lot of these guys are so wrong, man. The mind has capabilities that are so unknown, and I found that through suffering. And there's a whole nother world on the other end of that.